Support for WAMC comes from Sweetwood of Williamstown, independent living community in the Berkshires. 1- and 2-bedroom apartments with amenities and activities to help engage your mind, body, and spirit. SweetwoodLiving.com. Good morning, it's 7:19. This is WAMC Sports. In the NFL yesterday, the old gun outplayed the new gun, and the New England Patriots taught top draft pick Andrew Luck and the Indianapolis Colts a lesson in all-around excellence in the Pats' 59-24 victory. The 59 points tied a New England franchise record. The Pats scored 5 touchdowns on offense, 2 on defense, and 1 on special teams. It's the 4th 50-plus performance in the NFL this season, 2 by New England. Mark Sanchez directed a turnover-free offense, and Bilal Powell ran for the first 2 touchdowns of his career as the Jets ended a 3-game losing streak, beating St. Louis 27-13. The Jets and Patriots will meet this Thanksgiving Thursday for the 8:20 game. Monday Night Football pits Chicago against San Francisco tonight. In the NBA, Carmelo Anthony had 26 points and 9 rebounds, and the Knicks bounced back from their first loss of the season, beating visiting Indiana Pacers 88-76. J.R. Smith added 13 points and Raymond Felton had 11 for the Knicks in their only home outing in a span of 7 games. And reserve forward Andre Blatch scored 22 points to lead the Brooklyn Nets to their 5th straight win, 99-90, the final, over the struggling Sacramento Kings. And we finish up this morning in college football, where Coach Brian Kelly wants to make sure Notre Dame isn't a one-week wonder at number one. The 11-0 Fighting Irish have the top ranking for the first time in 19 years, heading into their game this upcoming Saturday at Southern California following upset losses by Kansas State and Oregon. A win over the Trojans this week will put the Irish in the BCS title game. Jake Sorgan, WAMC News.